We're back on the Insider Show. It's Saturday from Pawtucket as the Paw Sox get set for a big one tonight with the Syracuse Chiefs. Our thanks to Jackie Bradley and Jeff Levering. And now we begin the second half of the program. Get to visit with Paw Sox catcher Dan Butler. Lots to talk about. Dan, thanks so much for spending some time with us. First and foremost, here we go right down to the wire in another playoff race. You've been involved in these before. Is it fun this time of year when the games kind of mean this much?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun this whole year with this group of players and teammates and stuff. And it's but when it comes down to where you got to win, all games matter, you know, every single game. I mean, all of them matter the whole season, or else we wouldn't be in the situation. But when it comes down to, you know, you control your own destiny, it makes it a little bit more interesting. And you see the guys just pulling for each other a little bit more, and it's a lot more fun.
Do you draw on past experiences from late season playoff races when you get into games like this, or is it just kind of, you know, same approach as you would have had maybe back in April and May?
I think each playoff experience is different, so you can't really pull from different ones. I think you kind of play with, you know, what you've seen on the field that day or from previous experiences with that certain team. And so I don't think you can pull anything from last year because teams are so much different from, you know, past seasons and stuff. And I think you just kind of pull from what you've seen on the field, and that's kind of how you approach every day.
Dan Butler is our guest. So you've had quite a month. And first of all, since we haven't interviewed you since, congratulations on all that time that you spent up in Boston. What was it like, if you could put into words, the couple of weeks that you spent up with the big club? What was it like for you?
You know, first it was more than anybody can imagine, you know, how much more fun it is. And, you know, being in that environment and being in the major leagues, you know, like everybody says, it's every dream, every kid's dream. And it was more than anything you can put in words. But, you know, it's a different environment, and it's more intense. Every pitch means a little bit more, if not a lot more. You know, winning is much more thought about, and it means a little bit more when you win games and you leave the field that day when you win, and you can definitely feel like you really did accomplish something, whether or not you did something that day or what you helped the team do, whether you fielded a ground ball or, you know, you called the right pitch, you guys threw a right pitch, you know you did something to help the team win, and it kind of sticks out in your mind a little bit more.
Was there a particular moment for you, maybe it was in your debut out in California or one of the other games that you played, was there a particular moment where it kind of sunk in, where you were like, wow, oh my gosh, I'm in the middle of a Major League Baseball game?
I think it actually set in, you know, when I was playing catch for my first game, where I was like, I knew I was playing that day, and, you know, I actually slept pretty good that night before, but when I was out there playing catch with, you know, the bullpen catcher Abes, you know, it kind of sunk in that I was getting ready to start a Major League Baseball game, and that was kind of sank in, you know, just kind of when I was stretching, I was looking around at the stadium, looking around at all the people that were there, and it was it really sunk in right about then. And then once I got down in the bullpen to catch Ruby, it was, you know, it was game time and ready to rock and roll.
So there was a lot of attention paid because of your story and the long road that it took you to get up there. Was it kind of gratifying for you for all of the great well wishes and nice, maybe even newspaper articles and radio reports? The media really seemed to take to it. The fans seemed to take to it. Was that gratifying for you?
I mean, I think just the experience of being up in the major leagues is gratifying enough. But, you know, when everybody appreciates everybody's journey to get to the majors, whether it's mine or whether it's, you know, Alex Hastings or Ciccini's or, you know, anybody that's, you know, come up or like Carlos Rivero right now, you know, I think it's gratifying that to see anybody go up in the major leagues. And I think the fans appreciate everybody's story. And I don't think mine's a little bit different, but I don't think anybody's is better than the others. I think anybody that gets to the major leagues is pretty impressive.
Visiting with Paw Sox catcher Dan Butler here on the Insider Show. This is Josh Maurer, and we thank you for joining us on the last Saturday here in the month of August. Well, we've talked all year with you about the great pitchers that you've been working with on this Pawtucket staff, and then some of them you went up and caught in the big leagues. What was this year like catching these guys, maybe compared to last season, 2013?
I mean, last year we had, you know, late in the season, we had pretty similar guys that, you know, that we had this year. But, you know, it was definitely different starting the year with everybody that we had. And it was a stacked pen, stacked, you know, starting rotation and with the movement that we had. And it was pretty fun to catch everybody because you knew you had it. you had a chance to go out there and, you know, maybe go play a game. You know you're going to at least get six, you know, and it was impressive. And even when you got guys like Chris Hernandez, who goes out there and gives you six, no matter what, it's impressive to be around those guys and catch those guys, because they're out there. They're all, every single one of them, whether it's the guys in the bullpen going two to three if they need to be, or you know, just getting a hitter, it's a bunch of workhorses on that staff.
There was the International League Pitcher of the Year named from your staff, Anthony Renato, who's now going back up to the major leagues. First of all, I want to ask you to talk about Anthony's season and what you saw him improve upon as the year went on, maybe from April through now. And then, do you take a little bit of pride in that when you see one of your starting pitchers get an award such of that magnitude?
No, I don't take any credit for it at all.
Well, you should, right?
No, I mean, I just back there and I just throw down suggestions. I let him call his own game. But, yeah, I mean, I think it was even more impressive to see him from last year, not even from the beginning of this year to the end of this year, but from last year to the end of this year. I mean, there's a big step, and, you know, he's always had that mentality that he's going to go out and dominate, and last year he, you know, had a little bit of different struggles, but I think this year he's been really consistent. He's pounding the zone with his fastball, and he's developing, you know, his changeup's gotten a whole lot better, and his curveball is thrown for strikes, he can throw it for outs, he can do anything with any pitch, and not to mention he's got a swing and miss fastball at the top of the zone or at the bottom of the zone. He's getting a lot of strikeouts on his fastball, which is always fun to see, because it makes calling a game a lot more easier when you got a good fastball like him, like he does.
Well, no doubt about that. Hey, speaking of good fastballs, how about the second half that Matt Barnes is putting together? What's been so different about Barnes from the way that you've been able to see it from maybe what we saw back in May and in June?
I mean, I don't see anything different besides the fact that, you know, he's, like I said, I'm a huge fastball believer, and throwing fastballs for strikes and early in the count and late in the count, and I think he's done just that, and I think he's done a lot better job of locating his fastball. And when he locates his fastball, he's got a great changeup, and he's got the curveball that he put in the mix that's really developed too, and that he's able to throw for strikes now. And but, you know, if he's not throwing his fastball for a strike, I mean, the other stuff doesn't really play, and that goes for any pitcher, I think, that you got to be able to throw a fastball for a strike, or else the other stuff isn't going to play as well. But he's done a heck of a job just locating his fastball, and you get a lot of swings, of bad swings on his fastball, and it's just been really impressive to see him go and dominate the way he's been dominating the last half.
We're visiting with the Paw Sox catcher Dan Butler. One thing we've gotten a lot of questions about, especially over the last week or two, is your great bushy beard. How long has it been since you've been working on this bad boy that you got on your face right now?
Yeah, I think it's been like 2-3 days. No, no, it's probably been, heck, 2 months, 2.5 months. But I didn't even plan on it getting like this. I thought about shaving it at one point, and I just didn't. I think it was more due to laziness than anything, because I hate shaving. But because I have to shave pretty much every other day, unless I want a beard. But yeah, it just kind of came about, and I just kind of let it go. And then, I don't know, I'm just kind of fun with it now, and just see what I can do with it. And the mustache is the miserable part. That thing gets in my mouth, and it's just no fun. But yeah, if I can keep the mustache trimmed up, everything else will be all right.
Is it comfortable wearing the catcher's mask with that beard? It gives you a little extra padding, right?
Yeah, padding, but at first it was starting to give me like, it was like rubbing against the padding in the chin area, and it's almost like a rug burn feeling. That's what made me actually think about shaving it, it's kind of thick enough where it just kind of sits on top now. So it's, I've gotten used to it, and whatever. I got some grays in there, but I'll have to maybe color that up a little bit.
It looks great. Jeff wanted me to ask you this, by the way. Have you found any living animals or objects inside the beard since it's gotten this long?
Is he bringing up the Family Guy thing again?
Yep, that's it.
He's bringing up the Family Guy thing. No, there's no birds hatching eggs in there or anything. I don't got quite the Peter Griffin beard yet.
It looks good. You've played great. Dan, congratulations on a great season, and let's finish this one out strong.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Dan Butler joining us here on the Insider Show. When we come back, we wrap up the program with another edition of the Plays of the Week. More of the Insider right after this on the Paw Sox Radio Network.